96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We finish up our two-day focus on cancer in the Black community with a discussion tonight about breast cancer. My guests are Dr. Raymond Tu, Radiology Department Chair at United Medical Center, Dr. Regina Hampton, Founder and Medical Director for Breast Care for Washington, D.C., Natalie Williams, a breast cancer survivor, and actress Lynn Whitfield. She's going to be in town this week. Is it this week?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday. That's right. She's going to be in town this Saturday. She is the daughter. She has women in her family that have been through breast cancer, and we want to talk to her a little bit later as well. The lines are open, so you want to give us a call. Just like last night when we were talking about these issues, here's an opportunity for you to get your questions answered about lumps, about breast cancer, about treatments, about support. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me for this important conversation. Of course, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we want to make sure that we get as much information out as we, you know, possibly can, particularly as it relates to Black women, to women of color. Let me first say, Natalie, it is good to see you.
It's good to be here.
I'm sure it is. alive and breathing. Real quick, you were a colleague of ours in politics, in news information, and the whole bit. And then you kind of moved on. You got sick. Give me a brief synopsis of what happened.
Well, I was my 40th birthday. My mom said, "You're a big girl now. It's time to do big girl things and get your mammogram." I put it off for about two years. As everybody know, I ran for office, and it was during that time I had two scheduled appointments. My first one was a no-show. The second one I called and canceled, and my mom was coming to visit, and I said, "I know she's going to ask me, once again, have I had my mammogram?" And it was in that moment that I said, "Let me go and do this before she gets here." And I did. And 2 weeks later, I got a notice from the doctor that said it was abnormal. After that, I went back for a series of tests. And sure enough, I had a cancerous tumor in my left breast. I had made the decision very quickly that I would have a double mastectomy. I went through the entire process of chemo, radiation, and now I'm doing my best to live a healthy life.
Mm-hmm, indeed. So, and again, it's good to see that you are here and in good health. I want to ask Dr. Hampton, is Natalie's story a common one when you're talking about women who are being introduced in this horrific way to this disease?
Yes. She has, unfortunately, the classic story. You know, as women, we're so busy taking care of everyone else. We're doing this. We're running for office. We're running practices. We're taking care of kids. We're caregivers, that we don't often take the time and stop and pause to take care of ourselves. And so our mammogram slips, our pap smear slips, and we don't get these life-saving tests in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, too, You see a lot of women who undergo these radiological exams. What is it when you bring a woman in for her examination? What is it that you're looking for?
Well, that's a really excellent question, and I use an analogy like going to the airport, where you're trying to catch the passenger who has something bad that's going to hurt an aircraft. You have all these passengers who are all safe passengers, but there's one sneaky one in there. And you have to find that one person. And you have to look at the bags, the shoes, go through those detectors. And that's what medical testing is. In this case, a mammogram. So most women have a normal mammogram, but some women, 10% sometimes, will have an abnormal mammogram. So you go through the airport screening. Maybe that little light's going to go off. Oh, you left your watch on. Go back out, take off the watch, go back through again. It's still going off. Now you have a pat down. Is there something bad? Oh, you left your bottle of water in there. Oh, it's nothing. Throw it away. Have a nice day. So medical screening, it's much like the airport screening experience where you're having a test in a presumably healthy person. You don't want to be hurt by the test because you're trying to find something that's very uncommon. So you want to have the test to find the bad stuff, but you don't want to have the test and be injured by it. So what radiologists do is that they screen people who are healthy to find those bad things. And mammography is one of those type of tests which uses X-rays to find cancers. But sometimes things pop up that aren't necessarily cancers, and that's the extra pat down.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that. But I think one of the most important things, whether it's, you know, this month where there's a lot of focus on breast cancer awareness, or really any day, because you can still get sick even if it's not an awareness month. But Natalie, you have an event. It's coming up. That's why we have Lynn Whitfield on the phone. We're going to hear from her in just a sec. But tell me briefly about this event, this awareness event, and what you're trying to do.
Well, this event is taking place this Saturday at the Howard Theater. It's called the Bustier Brunch. And what it is, it's a day of food, fun, and sisterhood. And it's really about bringing women together, survivors and supporters of the cause, to come together and be informed collectively about breast cancer, and to make sure that everyone understands the importance of having not just a mammogram, but having your mammogram regularly. And so a lot of times people don't really understand the importance of having it scheduled at the same time every year. And so our goal is to really educate them and make sure that they understand that they're not alone in this movement. I'm calling this a movement for women of color. They're not alone in this movement. They need to come out, be informed, be educated, be entertained. They can visit our website at www.supportbreastcare.org for information about the event. We're so pleased to welcome award-winning actress Ms. Lynn Whitfield as our talent for and keynote speaker for the day. And it's just going to be an awesome occasion.
And I want to bring Ms. Whitfield in. Thank you so much for joining me. First of all, you are not a breast cancer survivor yourself, but you have family members who have been through it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I have. My mother is actually a breast cancer survivor. And I'm so grateful that she was so conscientious about her checkups. You know, before that, I would say, Mom, why are you always going to the doctor? But she was conscientious in it, and it was caught at an early stage. And so was my aunt, her sister, caught at an early stage. Sadly, I had an aunt who had other issues with cancer, and she was afraid to go to the doctor, and unfortunately, she's not with us anymore. She did, pass on. So because this idea of early detection, of staying on top of all of that, I heard the doctor saying earlier in your interview that we get so caught up in our lives as women and multitasking and having so much responsibility that we forget. But it's a tremendous importance to be responsible to these checkups for the people we love. I am one of the people that my life would be completely different, even as an adult, if I didn't have my mother.
Well, let me stop you there, because I need to take a break. I need to take a break. But when we come back, that is another piece of this very complicated illness that I want to talk about. Not just those who get sick, but those that love them, and what those who get sick need when it comes to support, when it comes to sometimes just doing what needs to be done to help them move through the process. Coming up, we're going to take some phone calls, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing breast cancer in the black community. On this first day of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, my guests are Dr. Raymond Tu, Radiology Department Chair at United Medical Center, Dr. Regina Hampton, Founder and Medical Director for Breast Care for Washington, D.C., Natalie Williams, a breast cancer survivor, and actress Lynn Whitfield. She is the daughter and she's the niece of a breast cancer survivor. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I tell people, just like I said yesterday, here's your opportunity to talk to a doctor for free. So get on the phone lines. I'll take as many calls as I can to try to get the information out. Let me go to Diana. Diana, calling from College Park. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening, panel. Good evening, Dr. Hampton. This question is directed to you. Thank you so much for taking my call. But how do you know, many women get this, but how do you know that you are not allergic? You get a lump on your breast or a bump, as people will say, but that it's not an allergic reaction, because many of us get that when we either wear different fragrances, different type of clothing from different material, or like deodorant, for example.
So what I often tell women is you have to know your body. You have to know your breasts. So it's very important that you examine your breasts, that you know what's considered normal for you. Most of us are going to have lumpy breasts. Lumpy breasts are not a bad thing. That's just how the breasts are made. But when you have a lump that you were not born with, that was not there, that is not considered normal and feels different, that needs to be checked out. You know, as far as an allergic reaction, really the only way to know it would be to see your provider, your gynecologist, or your primary care physician to see what exactly is going on. But anything abnormal, get it checked out.
Okay.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you so much. Let me talk a little bit about, you know, that next step when you do discover, when your doctor tells you that this lump in your breast is something serious. Dr. Tu, how do you know that what you're seeing is something serious or something normal?
Well, there are two different types of mammograms. One is a diagnostic and one is a screening. The screening mammograms are patients who have no problems at all, and they're just having the survey to find anything that's abnormal. So nothing symptomatic. That's a screening.
Mm-hmm.
In this scenario, it is a diagnostic mammogram where there is something of concern, either in the appearance of the breast or something on physical examination, or there's a discharge from the nipple, something of concern that's not quite right, just like the other caller just said. And that becomes a diagnostic mammogram where you come into the imaging center, you come into the hospital, you get a mammogram, you get additional tests, an ultrasound, perhaps a biopsy.
I need to take yet another break. When we come back, more information, more callers. We're going to talk to Geraldine. We're going to talk to Marcella. And please give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We continue our discussion about cancer in the black community, focusing on breast cancer tonight. If you are on the line, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More in just a few seconds.